You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're here at the Accessible Gaming Symposium at Abertay University, and I'm joined by RNIB's Head of Inclusive Design, Robin Spinks, and also Tech Talk's very own Dave Williams.
Hello.
Hi, good to be here.
So, Dave, we'll start with you. You're emceeing this whole event. What's it been like for you to see everybody come together for the cause of accessible gaming?
Absolutely incredible. You know, I don't claim to be the world's biggest gamer, so for me it's a real opportunity to learn and to witness the industry and the community coming together to kind of share this common goal of making video gaming more inclusive, which does sound very worthy, but it also affects me personally as a dad. You know, I want to be able to play, you know, games on the Xbox with my 13-year-old son who's sighted. We want to be able to come together as a family, and games are really great for that, and certainly video games have the potential to do that as well. So, you know, while it sounds really grand, you know, the gaming industry and the community and all of that, that actually is a really personal thing, I think, as well.
And Robin, moving on to you now, this event with the Abertay University, also with RNIB, where was the impetus to get something like this set up to bring people together?
Well, we commissioned some research which basically showed that there was a huge appetite among the blind and partially sighted population for gaming. So some people were already enjoying gaming, but a lot of people wanted to enjoy it, but they were really well aware of significant accessibility barriers. So we published that research back in March, and it had its first public airing at the California State University Northridge Conference, or CSUN as it's known. That's one of the biggest events in the AT and disability industry. And from there, we really began a conversation with Dr. Robin Sloan at Abertay, who's a leading light in this space. And what we wanted to do was really have an exploratory conversation about how they felt, what they thought of our research. And I think it quickly became apparent that there was a great sense of shared ambition here. So they recognized the scale of the challenge from an accessibility perspective. But they also said, hang on a minute, we've got a game design facility. We've got Europe's leading game design course. Imagine if we combined forces and we did something that actually tried to catalyze all of the players in this field. And hence the Accessible Gaming Symposium idea was born. And here we are.
Here we are indeed. What are you hoping to get out of this from both the development side of it and also the VI gamers as well?
Well, we want to bring together visually impaired gamers and developers and people from design studios and essentially get some commitments to create more accessible gaming for blind and partially sighted people. That's what it's all about. Now, there's lots of different components to that. There's lots of things to think about. But broadly, what we want to do is bring people together, get them to recognize the scale and the scope of the issues, but also to think about practically and from an engineering perspective, how can we create solutions? That's what it's all about. And we've heard lots of examples today about how really simple, low-hanging fruit can actually be realized that improve the accessibility of gaming, even if it doesn't make a title completely accessible. It shifts the dial. So that's what we want to do. We want to move the dial on accessible gaming. And also more than that, we want to create a longer term ambition that, you know, gaming is seen as something that blind and partially sighted people do enjoy, same as everyone else. We're all about parity of experience. And, you know, have a development pipeline of game titles coming out that reflects that.
That's it. It's certainly just getting parity, turning the dial, as you said, and getting the conversation out there. Dave, is there anything that you're particularly looking forward to coming up in the rest of the symposium?
I think it's going to be really exciting to hear the outcomes of the breakout sessions where we have got these thought leaders coming together in a room, thrashing out what it means to participate in the design and testing of some of these titles. What does it mean to actually create resources and information that gamers and the industry can use. So what are going to be those tangible outcomes? What are the recommendations from those breakout sessions? I can't wait to hear what they come back with. But then more than that, I see this as contributing to. Look, RNIB is about equipping blind and partially sighted people with information and tools to thrive. And I think that the world of accessible gaming offers a really unique opportunity where you can test ideas, you can test technologies, you can test what works, what doesn't work. And maybe some of those ideas actually have applications elsewhere outside of gaming. So, you know, think about indoor navigation, for example, and, you know, the audio and haptic feedback that you might get when moving around inside a space. Some of those concepts, you know, could really learn from how some of these game developers are making their products more accessible.
Well, Tech Talk's Dave Williams and also Robin Spinks, RNIB's Head of Inclusive Design. Thanks both for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.